You know, it's that Gary Coleman guy. And I know what you're all thinking. Oh, Russell's going to be a comedian. He's going to get up there. He's going to make some cheap joke about Gary Coleman, like Gary Coleman walked into a bar. Ouch. We get it, Russ. We get it. Okay? But everybody knows that you shouldn't feel bad about Gary Coleman dying. Okay, because he was a wife beater. Everybody knows that somewhere in hell, Michael Jackson is being sequestered from Gary Coleman for what he did to him in 1987. And God, Michael Jackson, Gary Coleman, know what Michael Jackson did to Gary Coleman in 1987. Okay? All right? Okay? And you know, Gary Coleman fell. You know, he fell, he had a brain hemorrhage or something. So he didn't die of an overdose. But I'm sick of hearing about all these celebrities dying of an accidental overdose. You know what I mean? I want celebrities to go out like they used to, with a totally on-purpose overdose, right? Because the other week, I don't know if you know this, Rue McClanahan died, the slutty golden girl. And this is true. No shit. They found every drug under the sun in that bitch's system when she died. I'm not kidding. Cocaine, crystal meth, heroin, ecstasy, pot, you freaking name it. That bitch went out like Led Zeppelin in 1973. No respect for human life, okay? Right, most gangster death ever, Rue McClanahan. Unbelievable. Can you imagine on the phone, like, would you be a lamb and bring me 2 more bags of that crack, y'all? Ooh, I'm fixing to get me some more of that meth. Oh, you are a peach. Rue McClanahan went out like a fucking gangster. You know what I'm talking about? They said Heath Ledger accidentally overdosed. Oh, sir, don't say it. Don't be like, hey, Russell, it's too soon, okay? You didn't know him. I didn't know him. What do you care? And Heath probably would want us to laugh about stuff like this. And you're saying, Russell, you didn't know him. How would you know that? Exactly, sir. Well, I've kind of heard about an accidental overdose. Let me give you an FYI, studio audience. If you blow 3 rails of coke, snort some Ritalin and some Wellbutrin, take 4 Ambien, 2 Advil, 3 Vodka Tonic, a half a bottle of Robitussin, and 2 Marlboro Lights, and you go to sleep. I'll give it like 70-30. It's an accident if you don't overdose. And I felt nothing when Heath Ledger died. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't care for him as an actor. Didn't feel nothing. But then I go to see The Dark Knight. And some movie executive, in their infinite wisdom, casted Maggie Gyllenhaal's Droopy McDroop face in the IMAX Dark Knight. The bitch looks like a Basset Hound with Down syndrome. And somebody casted her Droopy Droop face in 10-story IMAX, right? And Heath Ledger walks in that scene, and he's like, hello, beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, we lost one of the legends. Oh, oh my God, the gold standard! And listen, studio audience, if something ever happens to your Uncle Russ like that, okay, which it might, clearly I've been making a lot of breakthroughs in therapy. Whatever you do, do not call the Olsen twins for help! Call anybody else. Call the Coast Guard, call the Ghostbusters, call the people who put that space. I don't give a shit. Okay? Unless the only way to save me is a giant hat, big sunglasses, a cigarette, looking homeless, and not eating. Unless that is the only way to save me. But I know what you're thinking, miss. You're like, Russell, that's crazy. The Olsen twins are billionaires 3 times over. They are exactly the person you should call when you're in a jam. They are the perfect people to call. Because she's like, Mary Kate, to the Olsen chopper.